and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Welcome to our podcast for Thursday, the 19th of May.
As simply as we can put it, today we gave away a kitchen.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Link to Gully Kitchens, Brooks Avenue, Wyoming.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And today is the day, Robert.
Grand it is final. The day. We're sitting in a golden kitchen nugget.
Yes.
And it's worth $15,000. We're going to give it to someone once they guess the super simple secret sound. Actually, can we call it super simple?
Well, I don't know about today. It's Gully Kitchens, 17 Brooks Avenue, Wyoming. That's where we are. Now, we've got our producer, Maddie. We're going to have a quick chat before we speak to our first contestant. Now, Maddie, there's a few rules and regulations today. A few things have been implemented.
Yeah, pretty simple. Everybody who's here today are going in the order that they've come through on. So if they won on the first day, which Johnny from King Cumber did, he'll be first up and we'll go in that order.
Yep.
Now, there's a random timer that will go off that I have that will signal a new clue.
So
we're not making any progress, there will be clues that will pop up randomly through. And so that's not in any particular order, so nobody's advantaged.
Right.
There's 10 seconds each person will get to make their guess.
Right.
So we're not sitting here umming and ahhing for ages. You'll play the sound at the start, and then they get one chance to ask you to hear the sound again.
And what we've also done, we've implemented the no phone rule. So what happens here, all the phones from all the contestants have been taken off.
They're in a bucket filled with water.
So in a bowl. I've been partying like that. And none of their friends can text them.
There's no help. So, they've just got their wits about them.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
All right,
they know the rules and regulations. All right, well, it is time to start it. Here we go.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Super Simple Secret Sound. Thanks to Gully Kitchens, the family-owned company creating showroom quality kitchens for over 30 years.
Yes, so over the last couple of weeks, we have been inviting our listeners to give us a call, 133353, to have a crack at the super simple secret sound.
Which they've done. 13 of them are here, those that successfully guess the sound. And now we're going to do the moderately difficult simple secret sound.
One of the contestants who got through, John from Kincumber. Good morning, John.
Johnny.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Not too bad. You excited?
Oh, very nervous.
All right. Yeah, you need a new kitchen, don't you?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, what we're going to do is are we going to give you a listen to the sound, and then you've got 10 seconds to identify that sound for a $15,000 kitchen.
Yep.
Okay.
Right, here it comes. Okay.
So I only hear it once?
You hear it once. Have a listen. Okay, Johnny.
That from second King is the thinking music.
It is.
Oh, A jug turning on.
It is not a jug turning on. Contestant number one, John from Kincumber, has got it wrong. Okay. Okay, Johnny's wrong. Okay, contestant number
two. Along.
As we said, we've got 13 contestants. They all each have one guess. We have got Warren from Narara. 2250, respect, Wazzy. Hello, Waz. How are you? You got the good part of Narara or the bad part?
Oh, it's all good, isn't it?
All good. Okay, John. Warren, same as John from Kincumber. We are going to give you one listen to the sound, and then you have to guess what it is for a $15,000 kitchen.
Okay, give us the sound.
Warren from Narara.
Got a cupboard shutting?
A cupboard door shutting. John or Warren,
the answer
like John.
Is no.
No.
Okay. All right, move on. We need to make these guesses a bit quicker.
Yeah,
or
very
we're
much
gonna
so.
Be here till 15 o'clock.
Yes. We have got Chad from Wadelba.
Hey, Chaddy.
Chaddy, good morning, mate.
How you going, fellas?
Not too bad.
All right, hold that up to your mouth so we
good
can
work.
Hear.
Okay,
and
Chaddy.
Here comes the sound, Chad.
Have a listen. It is for $15,000 brand new kitchen, Chad, from Wadelba.
Is it the flame lighting up on like the stove or something like that?
Flame lighting up on the stove.
No.
Okay. So John from Kincumber wrong. Warren from Narara wrong. Chad
Next,
from Wadelba.
We've got Sue from Wyoming.
Hello, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
Very right, well.
Sue. I do remember your name, Rob.
Oh, thank you.
Remember that, Sue.
Yeah, just the three of us here.
Okay, Sue, play the sound once. Get it right. $15,000 brand new kitchen.
That'd be nice.
Okay, have a listen to the sound.
Oh, geez. Slamming down the cupboard that... like behind all the, with all the stuff behind it, you know, the sliding door.
The sliding door. That's a no,
sliding
Sue.
Door. No.
No.
All right. So, it's all right.
Okay. Okay, we're moving through. And John's wrong. Warren's wrong. Chad's wrong. Sue is wrong. We've got Tim from Berkeley Vale. Good morning, Tim.
G'day, boys.
How are you? Yeah, really well, mate. Thanks for coming from Berkeley Vale this morning. You want a new kitchen?
Sure do.
Okay.
I bet he does. All right. Here comes the sound, Tim.
Timmy, 10 seconds. Identify that. $15,000 brand new kitchen is yours.
Nothing, boys.
Okay, nothing?
Nothing yet.
All right. Clues will be given. Remember, last one. Okay.
Here we go. Last one for the moment.
Okay, we have got Darren, and Darren is from Pete's Ridge.
Pete's Ridge.
G'day, Daz. How are you, mate?
Good, yourself?
All right, not too bad. $15,000 kitchen. Have a listen to this sound. Have a listen closely. Okay. You name that, and on the Super Simple Secret Sound, we'll give you a $15,000 kitchen if you can identify that sound. The five previous guesses have been wrong. Darren? No, nothing. We'll come back. We've gone through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 contestants. We've got a few more to go.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Paddy and Rob Palmer's Super Simple Secret Sound. Thanks to Galley Kitchens, the family-owned company creating showroom quality kitchens for over 30 years.
Yes, good morning, Central Coast. Here we are. This is round two. We've got all of our listeners in here who have got through to the grand final. That's what it is to win a $15,000 kitchen, Robert. We've had six guesses so far.
You could cut the air with a knife.
Oh, you can. Oh, it is in here. We've got Matt from Baddow Bay. Matty, good morning, mate.
How are you guys?
Not too bad. We're going to give you a listen to the sound once, like we've done with the other contestants. We want to guess from you. You get it right, we'll give you a $15,000 kitchen. Have a listen to the sound. There it is. Okay, Matty, Baddow Bay, that sound is for $15,000 kitchen. It is a...
knife chopping on a chopping board.
Knife chopping on a chopping board.
That's a no.
Okay, all right, next guess. So we're getting through these.
This is like pass the parcel of a birthday party.
Oh, very much
party,
so it is. We've got Alan, and Alan is from North Gosford. Good morning, Al. Yeah, here we go, buddy. Okay, not
all
too
right.
bad, mate.
Steady your ship. Here comes the sound.
Have a listen. $15,000 new kitchen for you, Al. Identify that sound and we will give you $15,000 new...
Dropping something on the bench, kitchen bench?
Dropping something on the kitchen bench. That's a negatory. Negatory.
Right.
So we've got these contestants. We will give them clues later on this morning.
Hang on. I've got a clue for you.
First clue.
Time is off. All right. Everybody listening, the first clue is this sound would not be out of place at a party.
The sound would not be out of place. As no closer. The sound would not be out of place at a party.
Not helping,
we have got Nicole from the entrance. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Here we go. Have a listen to that sound. This sound would not be out of place at a party. No idea. $15,000 kitchen. Identify it.
Releasing the cap off a soft drink bottle.
No.
Nicole.
Oh, okay. Ian from Wyoming. Vying for the $15,000 brand new kitchen. Thanks to Galley Kitchens. Thank you to Brad and Leanne. Okay.
Steady as she goes.
Ian, here we go. Have a listen. All right. The clue. This would not be out of place at a party.
What do you got?
Okay.
Cracker going off.
A what?
Cracker going off.
A cracker. A cracker. Absolutely
that
not.
That is a no.
Okay, that's a no for Ian of Wyoming. All right. Holy geez, we're getting through them. But as I said, thank you to Brad and Leanne from Galley Kitchens. If you need a kitchen, a brand new kitchen, come and see the guys
come
and here.
Say hello. Yeah. Absolutely. Kim from Long Jetty.
Travelled all the way down the coast. G'day, Kimmy. Here we go. Have a listen. One listen to the sound for a $15,000 kitchen.
Would it be out of place at a party?
Would it be... Turning on the stove.
That's a no. Okay, our final contestant vying for that $15,000 kitchen. We have got Jeff from Kincumber. Jeffrey, how are you? Good morning, mate. Not too bad, mate. Okay.
Have a listen to this.
All right. What is it? $15,000 brand new kitchen.
Not out of place at a party.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it wasn't Jesus.
Don't swear.
No, Jesus. God.
Crackers.
What?
Crackers.
All right. No.
That's what my daughter says when she wants to swear.
Yeah.
Crackers.
All right. Okay.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yes, we're live from Galley Kitchens this morning.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, here it comes.
That's this is a grand final.
Rowdy crowd.
Oh, I'm the contestants excited.
I'll tell you what, getting pumped up now. We've given a couple of clues away. We've had a few guesses.
Yeah.
And we're moving in towards giving away $15,000 worth of kitchen. Thank you, Galley Kitchens. Yeah.
Because we've done it over the last few weeks. We've said, hey, listen, listeners, give us a call, 123-353. Guess the super simple secret sound. Take part in the grand final.
Take part in the final. This is the final. Now,
yes!
We've got to get this sound away. I've got three clues now. I had two. I'm going to give another one.
Go through the clues, sir.
The clues are not out of place at a party.
Tick.
A sound you would hear in a kitchen.
Tick.
This sound, clue number three, comes from something that is not always made from the same material.
Let's have a listen to that sound. Tim from Berkeley Vale for a $15,000 kitchen. It is...
It's like a handheld burner. Yeah.
Handheld burner.
A handheld burner.
No! Oh!
Okay.
Gee, come on!
Next guess.
Three clues, Robert. Three clues. We've got Darren from Pete's Ridge. He's been thinking. You said he's couldn't guess what it was.
Had nothing on his first guess, but now what is that sound?
Okay, Daz.
A wine saver releasing the top of the wine saver on a bottle, on a wine bottle.
A wine bottle. Saver. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the gas coming out. And
yes,
the release.
Yeah.
No.
All right, okay. So we've got, next one, we've got Maddie from Baddow Bay. Because the thing is, Rob
Maddie
and I,
Baddow Bay.
We don't know what the sound
is
either.
I've got no idea. All I'm getting is build suspense from the producer.
Maddie, Baddow Bay, the super simple secret sound for a $15,000 kitchen. Have a quick listen. You've heard the clues?
Hey, I was going to say the cork coming out of a wine bottle or
cork.
A...
Cork. Cork out of a wine bottle.
We couldn't
That's
give
a
it,
big no.
We
Moving on to the next clue.
We couldn't give it to Daz. We couldn't give it to Maddie.
No.
No, that'd be awful. That'd be awful. We've got Alan from North Gosford. Oh, okay, Al. Here we go. $15,000 kitchen could be coming your
Looking
way.
Looking for an original guess.
Okay, have a listen. You've got the clues. Have a listen to the sound. That is a...
Is it popping open a packet of chips?
Popping
open
a packet
of chips.
I like the guess.
Yes. Yes.
No.
No. That was just for the guests.
Yeah, I just like the guests.
I like the guests. Oh, Nicole from the entrance. I'm getting vibes. I'm getting vibes from
Nicole,
you.
Nicole, what do you think it is?
Have a listen to the sound. Okay.
The sound that a SodaStream appliance makes when it releases the gas.
Okay.
Oh, don't we like that guess?
Have you got one at home?
No.
Okay. Build it. Okay. So the three clues. Quickly go through the quick three clues.
The clues are not out of place at a party. A sound you would hear in a kitchen. This sound comes from something that is not always made from the same material.
In from Wyoming. I know you want a $15,000 kitchen. Have a listen to the sound. It is a...
Opening a vacuum sealed container.
Opening a vacuum sealed container.
Opening a vacuum-sealed container. It is...
From Wyoming.
It is opening a vacuum-sealed container. Oh, look at it.
Wow.
Oh, how do you feel, man?
With my hands...
Mate, congratulations, buddy. You know what? I'm not joking. We didn't know the sound, and we thought we'd turn to our producer,
and
Maddie.
He was going to say no. But then he said...
I had the headphones off, thinking it was no.
Mate,
you thought you'd missed it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Put a kitchen in.
No, we thought you might go on a world trip with that kitchen.
You want to buy a kitchen?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ian from Wyoming has just guessed the super simple secret sound, which was opening
a vacuum sealed container.
Mate. Hey, can I just say, great birthday present for me.
Oh, it's your birthday.
On Tuesday it was.
Oh,
Ian from Wyoming,
holy
you little
hell,
ripper.
Mate, well done.
Yeah.
And, mate, so you're in the market for a kitchen?
Well, I'm halfway through renovating. We haven't done the kitchen. It's my wife, Nicole, if you're listening. We got a kitchen.
Nicole, oh, give mate, us a call.
I can hear how much this means to you. And that is so beautiful, mate.
Oh.
I'm so glad you've won this. Yeah. I can see the emotion in your face. Yeah. This is a special moment for you, mate.
It is. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Gala Kitchens.
Yeah.
Thank you, Triple M.
Yeah. Nicole, give us a call. 133353. We might get you on air after 8 o'clock.
Oh, too right. And look, to everyone that was here this morning to have their guesses, commiserations, but it has gone to such a worthy winner. Yeah. He's shaking. And from Wyoming. Thank you, Gala Kitchens.
Well done, mate.
Quality Kitchens for over 30 years, and the next one's coming to you, Ian.
Yeah, that's it, the Super Simple Secret Sound. We'll chat with Ian a bit, and we'll try and get Nicole on after 8 o'clock, because we're going to get to the news. Concerns for the Wiseman Ferry Road reopened, which was reopened yesterday. That's covered coming up with David Dolan as we do it live from Gala Kitchens, and it's gone off this morning, Ian, from Wyoming.
The Little River.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
That's where we are this morning, Gala Kitchens in Wyoming. Thank you to Brad, Leanne, and Leanne and Paul. We've got Ian from Wyoming with us. Ian, now, if you missed it before 8 o'clock, we've got your wife, Nicole, on the phone as well. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
Nick, Ian, your husband wants to tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, mate. Hey, darling. Yep. We've got a $15,000 kitchen.
Get out.
I got it, darling. No, we got a $15,000 kitchen.
Are you kidding me?
I swear. We got a $15,000 kitchen.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, Nicole. It was just before 8 o'clock.
I tell you what, and he pulled it out with just two guesses at it, and there was no way in the world I knew what it was. It was very difficult. Ian, what was it that led you to your guess?
Well, they said it wouldn't be out of place at a party, but being a cryptic thing person, I just thought Tupperware party.
Of course you did.
And they're vacuum sealed. Those vacuum sealed containers and all that come in different sorts of materials, which was one of the clues. Glass, plastic.
Yep.
Let's have a listen to the sound. If you missed it, this is the sound that we had for our grand final for the Super Simple Secret. That's it. That was the super simple secret sound.
I know. I thought it was not going to go off at all because I had no idea. And your guess was, Ian?
Opening a vacuum sealed container.
And so, Nicole, because Nicole, we know you weren't listening this morning because you're in childcare, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, and so you're doing up your house as well.
We are. So we've done part of it, and the kitchen is the big elephant in the room.
Oh, well, tell you what,
Rob Palmer's the big elephant in the room.
Okay, hang on a second.
Got nothing to do with Trump either. He's losing weight.
I'm going to tusk both of you guys.
Now, Ian, where do you work, buddy?
Rimba Landscape Supplies.
Oh, mate, they'd be cheering there for you today.
Oh, if they're listening.
If they are listening. And Nicole, well, Ian and Nicole from Wyoming, congratulations. You guys have got a brand new, thanks to Gala Kitchen from Brad, Leanne and Paul, a brand new $15,000 kitchen for your house reno, which you're doing at the moment.
Thank you, Triple M. Thank you, Gala Kitchens. Guys.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
Unbelievable.
Well done. Great winner. Well
Good
done.
Good stuff.
Well done. All right. There it is. The winner for the $15,000 brand new kitchen, thanks to Gully Kitchens, is Ian and Nicole from Wyoming. Round of applause. Well done,
Bravo.
Guys. Well done. Well done.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
You know what I'm relieved about?
What are you relieved about?
We don't have to hear another one of those.
Oh, mate. Unbelievable.
Political ads.
Last night I was watching the news, something on TV, and every 15 seconds there was a political commercial. There was a 15 second political commercial, the same one.
It's such a punish.
There's a hole in that, and then they had a actual commercial, then another 15 song,
yeah.
six 15 second commercial. It just drives me mad. Can't even talk.
It has. And then another.
Lucky I'm not swearing.
You just were.
I know. But I tell you what. So you wouldn't believe it. In light of that, there is a new album out from today.
Oh, being dropped today.
Being dropped today. And
where do I get hold of it?
Well, you can get this record where all good records are sold.
From the makers of In the Lagoon,
There's another pothole. And is that mold growing on my kids?
Comes a new studio album just in time for the 2022 election.
No more political ads. This new album, No More Political Ads, will have you cheering and singing.
Happy day. Happy day.
Praise the good Lord. After 6 weeks of advertising bombardment, No More Political Ads, the new album, is not only wanted, but desperately needed, especially after all the promises.
You made me promises, promises.
Ads, the new album, could not come soon enough. And as we listened and listened again to all that was said,
and from those ads we got,
tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
No More Political Ads is a must-have album, especially if all those commercials have turned you to drink. And finally on this brand new album, No More Political Ads, comes a song we'll be singing over and over again. That. No More Political Ads, the must-have album for 2022. Oh, until next year when we have the state election.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
To other news.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
Well, you know how we're going to Top Gun?
Oh, yeah, next Tuesday night.
Next Tuesday
at
night.
At Event Cinemas at Tagra.
Well, I was kind of curious about how Val Kilmer was going to appear in the film because, I don't know if you know, he had life-saving throat surgery that left him with a hole in his throat and an inability to speak. Mm. So, I mean, he can speak, but it comes through the hole in his throat. So, basically, they have used super technology. Oh, spoiler? Do I have to say spoiler?
What would be a spoiler?
Oh, because no one's expecting to see Val Kilmer in a speaking role in the film.
But he is doing it.
But they've used technology, voice.
Oh, you've just
changing.
Ruined it for me. You just ruined it for me. Thanks for that, mate.
Oh.
Why didn't you give me a spoiler?
No. Oh, just
Ian Inkham.
No,
I mean, quite looking forward to that.
Well,
in the movie.
Val Kilmer has to be Iceman.
Of course he does.
It's not Top Gun without Iceman.
Got Maverick
it?
And Iceman.
Yeah, I know. So he has to be there.
So what's he doing there?
Well, he's speaking in the movie. I wasn't expecting him to speak. I thought it might just be him, like, I don't know, in a shot.
Because he's being crook.
But now he's going to be there and he's about to talk in it.
Oh,
That's going to upset me because I think it's beautiful. I think
he's doing it. And look, if you want to get family passes, double passes, Mickey D After 9 will give you exclusive tickets after 9 to go and see Top Gun Maverick, which we're going to Event Cinemas on Tuesday.
With three of your mates.
How good is that? Well, I've got mine. I'm going to the political front.
Oh, please do.
The Prime Minister, after yesterday's
tackle. Because I haven't heard enough political ads.
There weren't enough. The Prime Minister, wasn't that a great tackle?
Oh!
On that little kid yesterday.
Sign him up quick, smart, no head contact, around the body, boom, full body shot.
And it was soccer. He said, that doesn't stop me, the Prime Minister said.
I know.
Was brilliant. And so he's been now signed for the Bulldogs on Friday night against the West Tigers because they're losing players and the coaching staff left, right and centre. Yeah.
Well done. It's an honest mistake to make.
Of course it is.
My son, when he was 6, made that mistake. They kicked off the ball and all he'd done is watch rugby when I was growing up. Yeah. And so he's run straight up to the kid that kicked it and tackled him.
Yeah.
I said, sorry, boy. Nah. This is not a tackle sport.
And I want to talk, you know how I received, also speaking about Prime Ministers, which we were, the former Prime Minister, John Howard, how he sent me a letter.
Oh,
I spoke to that, and I thought I was the only one in the Central Coast to get one. Look,
Well, fair enough for you to think that, because your bowling action is remarkably similar to John Howard's, and he might have been just sending you a thank you letter.
You can get that on Triple M Facebook page. Have a look at that. I did that deliberately to bowl. But apparently, if you have a look at the letter that you received from the former Prime Minister, John Howard, there's a mistake.
You mean he sent out more than one?
Yes, I know that. I found that out.
Didn't it say to Paddy Gerard?
Well, it said Dear Mr. Gerard.
Or Dear Member of the Electorate. it.
And then it said John Howard signed in blue. But, you know, there was a typo. Instead of saying yours sincerely,
yeah,
it was your sincerely, just Y-O-U-R.
Oh, your sincerely.
I've sent it back.
I'm sincerely what?
Oh, your sincerely. And I'm there, how wrong is that? It's changed my way to I'm going to vote.
Typo in a begging letter.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is rugby league, folks.
Great stuff from the Roosters.
Goodbye!
The try of the season. Panthers one end to the other.
Tom Fernandes! That is from another universe!
Yeah.
NRL tipping comp.
You little beauty. It is round 11 of the NRL tonight.
They call it the broken nose round, this one. Very hard to pick.
And ScoMo will be playing. Our Prime Minister will be playing for the Bulldogs tomorrow night up that tackle in Tasmania. Oh, what a tackle.
They're looking for players. He heard the call.
That kid did not see it coming, did he?
Poor Luca. He just went down like a sack of potatoes.
So if you tip the round in round 11, we will give you $550 thanks to Avoca Beach Bolo. But we've got Essa from North Gosford having a crack this morning. G'day, Essa.
G'day, Essa. North Avoca.
North Avoca.
Yeah, North Avoca. Yeah, good morning, boys. How are we?
How are you, mate?
That's all right. Good, mate. Good.
What do you do?
I'm in construction. I do formwork.
Oh, right. You're on your way to Sydney now?
Nah, I'm going up to Newcastle.
Right.
Well, I tell you what. How do you feel? Because you put your stuff up and everything you do then has to come down. You have to do it and then undo it every time you do a job.
Exactly, yeah. So the only thing we get to see is the finished product. But other than that, yeah, much of our work's just put it up and pull it down.
And you, mate, I did notice because we started later today and we're on our way at to work about 5:45. It's just the shuffle this time of the morning, isn't it?
There's a lot more cars on the road.
Oh, there's a hell of a lot more, yeah.
Yeah, all right, Essa. Well, let's get into round 11 of the NRL. Essa from North Avoca. And if you tip this, mate, we're going to give you $550. Tonight, we've got the all-conquering Broncos taking on the lowly rated Knights. Which way would you swing?
I'd have to go the Broncos on that one.
Of course you would, Paddy.
Don't let him influence you, Essa. Could be the end of you. And what about the West Tigers versus Canterbury?
Oh, I'm going to have to go the West Tigers.
Oh, hang on. Scott Morrison's playing for the Bulldogs.
Even though Scott Morrison may have been
signed. Well, I'm going the Tigers.
Okay, all right. And they've got a new coach. Friday night, the main game at about 5:00 to 8:00. We've got the lowly rated Eels. They're taking
versus
on
Manly. Couldn't score a point last week.
Manly.
I'm going to go the Eels on that one.
Oh, truly?
Did you say the Eels or the Eagles?
No, the Eels.
The Eels. Well done, well done. That's what I thought I heard. Then you got St. George v. Warriors.
St. George.
Okay, hopefully they've learned to kick field goals during the week. Oh, God, that was disappointing on the
Magic there would
round.
Have been a field goal practice.
Tell
session.
You what. Definitely, on everyone gets a ball. Saturday night, Melbourne Storm, they got done over last week by the Panthers, taking on. And the Cowboys are going well. Which way do you swing on this one, Essa?
I'm going to go the Melbourne Storm to come back from last week.
Okay.
Yeah, rightio. Right. Even without big Pappenhausen, the flying mullet. Yeah. Okay, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Sydney Roosters versus Penrith.
Penrith all the way.
Yeah, gee, they're going well, aren't they? Okay, Sunday, the Raiders. Oh, they did all right. They did all right on the weekend, Magic Round. They're taking on the Rabbits. This is a tough game. Which way are you going to swing, Essa?
I'm going to go the Rabbitohs in this one.
Rabbitohs on that one. Sweet.
All right, and the Gold Coast, who have also signed Scott Morrison, are playing Cronulla.
He's got two games this week.
Yeah, but they're spaced apart. So it'll be like Gold Coast, Cronulla.
I'm going to go Cronulla.
All right, going for the Sharkies.
It is my second
favorite, I hope they move Nicho Hynes. Have they moved him back? Oh, thank God, into the halves. That was
what a stupid
idea to put him into fullback. Fitzgibbon, what were you thinking, you fool?
He wasn't.
Anyway, so Essa, if you get 8 out of 8, $550 is coming your way thanks to Avoca Beach Bolo, mate.
Sounds great. Thanks for the opportunity.
Right. Thanks for listening too, buddy. No, thanks for listening.
Good luck with your day, Essa.
All right.
Thank you.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.